I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine. Tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Every Monday, it's all about you. It's Motivational Mondays, and we talk about business, offers. We also get you information on how to improve your business, how to market your business. The number here is 347-637-1577. We also have a special guest this morning. We have an author. Her name is Dawana L. Barlow. She's a wife, a mother, a daughter, and a sister, author, teachers, all-around compassionate woman. She's going to be talking about her book, Battered Black and Blue. Battered Black and Blue, serious title, and we're going to hear from her a little bit later. We're going to talk about how to make money. Also, you can get involved with social networking. Social networking is the biggest thing since sliced bread. If you're not involved in social networking, then you are doing yourself a disservice because it's the future. It's here now. And if you don't know how to do it, get in contact with me at 202-445-1131, and we'll involve you with social networking and marketing. Dawana, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard, Dawana. Tell us first off how you got involved with writing a book.
Well, I was a battered wife. I was battered when we were dating. And, you know, I really loved him, so I didn't want to end the relationship. So I just kept on continuing, hoping that he would change.
It's amazing that women are talking about being battered and how much battered syndrome is so prevalent today. Men sometimes do not understand how a woman can stay with a man who is battering her or beating her. Years ago, women were more dependent on men. They had to rely on a man for their roof over their head, the welfare of their children. There was no organizations to go to. The police was not really savvy enough to understand what was going on inside the household. So a lot of times it went undetected. But this is 2011, where you have information that's disseminated that people know. You have women's shelters, you got organizations, you got the police department. You call the police now, is zero tolerance. Somebody's going to jail. There's no reason to stay in a battered relationship. But from a woman's perspective, could you elaborate on why a woman in 2011 would want to be in a relationship with a battered, someone who's battering her?
I have no knowledge of that today because women, if they're making their own money, they don't need to be battered. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no reason to stay in a battered relationship if you're making your own money. And men need to realize that.
Right. And that's good advice because if you're even if you're not independent, you have all these social I guess, agencies and things that are available to you. You can leave the home now. There's going to find a place for you to stay. There's going to be a place for your kids to stay. There's going to be all kind of agencies and government sister programs to get you away from this person. You're not going to have to stay with them and take this abuse. But even as far as what about 2 years ago with the Rihanna and Chris Brown situation, I mean, they had plenty of money, and she was battered by someone who was in a relationship, and this was like little 2 years ago. Does that kind of make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense.
But they had plenty of money. I mean, it wasn't a fact that she was with him because of some money. She had her own money. It wasn't the fact that she was with him because of money or she needed money. She was a star in her own right. She had her own money. So she didn't need to be with Chris Brown for money, but yet he was battering her and she was still involved in that relationship, which is kind of baffling when you talk about today.
It really is.
It doesn't make any sense. So if a woman is in a relationship and the man is treating her not in a ladylike manner and not to the point where she feels as though this guy loves me, why would she stay with him?
That is so true.
What's the
I don't understand that myself.
Tell
but no, there's no reason that a woman should stay with a man now if they're being battered. No way.
And
likewise with a woman, because there are women battering men as well today. I don't understand that as well.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your situation and how you got involved with rectifying the situation. And we're going to talk about how they can get a hold of the book when we come back. We're taking a break.
Okay, sure. Taking a break. I gotta know what to say, Joyce.
Welcome back. We're talking about battered women. The book is called Battered Black and Blue. Battered Black and Blue is by Dawana L. Barlow. When you're talking about battered and you use the word black and blue, you don't hear that term used too much today. When somebody used to beat you to you black and blue, that was a serious beating. To be battered black and blue, how'd you come up with that title?
Being battered black and blue, because it was no reason for him to batter me at some point. You know what I'm saying? It was no reason. It really wasn't. He just beat me just because.
How did you come up the title Battered Black and Blue?
That was the first title that I could think of. That's the only thing that I could think of at the time. Because, he had no reason to beat me. You know what I'm saying? Several times he had no reason to beat me.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get out of this relationship? What was the final straw, and what caused you to leave the relationship?
Well, this was my home, and he tried to tear up everything available in the house, and I just wasn't having it. And my mom and dad would say, "It's either going to be Rodney or the family." So I chose my family because I didn't want my kids to continue seeing me being battered.
So you say it was your home, so you mean he was living with you?
He was living with me, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a clear sign right there that something in the milk is not clean. I have a book out called Is He Your Man or Is Your Head in the Sand? And one of his chapters talks about shacking somebody's lacking.
Yeah.
A man's in your house. He's telling you straight up he don't like himself and he don't like you. So when you put that kind of opportunity in a man's hands, he comes into your house and he realizes that you don't value yourself. So he's looking at situations, why should I value you when you don't value yourself? So once he gets in your house, he's around your kids, the kid's going to know. Like if the kid is 2 years old, kid don't know. Kid get to be 5 years old, 6 years old, he's going to ask that mother, is that my daddy? Why is it in our house? Who is this joker? You know, they want to know, who is this joker, man? How come he's sitting down at our table eating Cheerios? What's he doing here?
Is it real fun, unfortunately?
Who is this guy? You know, so then once the kid starts finding out, the kid realizes that he's no good or he's not right, then he's going to start acting even more of a monkey fool because he realizes that, wait, I'm found out. Now the mother don't know, but the kid know. So now I can't get along with the kids. I can't get along. And then the family members know. See, when if your mother comes to visit you and she see him sitting on the couch, she really can't tell you something about your house, but when your mother leaves your house, she knows that you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Because this man is living in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So then he has to face your mother, you know, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, or hi, and then all of a sudden, it just gets out of hand because the guy knows he's not a man.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense? I mean, he knows he's not. I tell men all the time, if you move in a woman's house, you lose your man card immediately. Any man that moves in a woman's house lose her man card immediately.
Yeah.
He don't have a man card anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then he starts acting up, you know, wants to batter you, want to fight you, you know, want to do stuff in the relationship, and the woman is trying to hold it together. Is that something that you can relate to?
No, not at all. Because I just didn't understand why he was kept constantly doing this for no reason, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, he didn't have his man card. So I guess he felt threatened.
That was the reason he was doing this, and the reason he was acting the way he was acting towards you, he didn't have a man card. And he knew, he was hoping that you would wake up and smell the coffee and fire him. There's a such thing where men want to be fired from a relationship. They want out of the relationship. They want the woman to realize that, hey, I'm not the man you think I am, and you should get rid of me. So he keeps doing things in the relationship to constantly show that woman, get rid of me. Get rid of me. If I come home and I'm drunk and I'm laying on your couch and I start urinating all over your furniture, I'm telling you, get rid of me. You know, why are you still talking to me? If I stay out two nights in a row and don't come home, and I come home, why are you letting me in? I'm trying to tell you, fire me. Get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? And then when it gets to the point where he puts his hands on you, that's the last draw. If he knocks you down a flight of stairs, and you come down, and he comes down, walks down to the flight of stairs, and you at the bottom of the stairs, and he's looking at you. At that point, he's saying, fire me. He's telling you, get rid of me. But if you sit there and still talk to him, he knows that you don't like yourself, and he's already showing you he don't like you, you know. But that's what you got to realize, that men know what they like, what they don't like. I'm in the process of getting information out. Women, it's called He Don't Like You Like That. That's the name of my new book. He Don't Like You Like That. And if he don't like you like that, you got to know that. Give us some more information on how to get the book. Where can they contact you? Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out how to get the book and how to get in touch with you. So we'll be right back.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with author Dawana L. Barlow. The name of her book is called Battered Black and Blue. Battered Black and Blue. Not only battered, but battered black and blue. That's a serious batter. If someone battered you black and blue, you've been beat to a pulp. They talking mm-hmm. about, they used to say years ago, I'm going to beat you till I see the white meat. That's a beating, you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it is.
White meat, they beat you. But I like this part that you have here called Love Hurts. True love hurts. The ultimate goal is knowing that your strength is within God and God is within you. Because without God, you are nothing. No man should ever put their hands on a woman except for in a loving way. No matter what the reason, purpose, opinion, rationale, explanation, or retaliation. Especially when you're raising a family. Children don't need to be raised in a violent environment. Children need to be loved and nurtured, educated, admired, and idolized in a loving way. To all women having a dream of being loved, close your eyes and pray to God. Hopefully you will get your dream man. To all the men who think that a woman was put on this earth to be mentally, physically, psychologically abused by you, wake up and look in the mirror at yourself. Now, there's a couple of things that you said in here. You know, you said love hurts. You know, love hurts. True love hurts. But true love shouldn't hurt. I mean, you know, true love should be what they call blissful. I mean,
yes.
You know, if love is hurting, true love should never hurt. It should be blissful. That's just my opinion on that. In other words, if you love someone, it should be blissful. It's how you come to love someone that makes it hurtful. In other words, if you don't have all your ducks in line and you call yourself loving someone, it could be hurtful because you don't have your ducks in line. I tell young girls all the time, if you go into a relationship and you say you love somebody, but you don't have your ducks in line, you're not loving them in the right way, or you did something that was derogatory to get the love. And I use the analogy is the hymen dead. What happened to the hymen? Back in the day, women had to be a virgin. You couldn't even think about loving someone if you was not intact. That was back in the day. Now that's going out the window in 2011. If you tell somebody about love, they I'm in love with this man. How are you in love with this man when he done deflowered you? That means he don't love you. So now your love gonna hurt. Love is gonna hurt. You gonna get hurt in that love because that love was not done in the right manner. So all of a sudden you say you in love with this guy, but the guy that did something to you to show you he's not in love with you. So all of a sudden now your relationship, that love is going to hurt. You know, love is hurting because you didn't do something in the beginning to love the person right. You have to have your ducks in line when it comes to love, or people will do things in the relationship to show you they don't love you. That's why I tell women all the time, young girls, I say, hey, if you want to give up your virginity to somebody you think that loves you, you're going to find out that love hurts. He don't love you because now if you get pregnant or now he goes on to somebody else and you say, I gave up my virginity in the 10th grade, now it's the 12th grade, and he taking Susie to the prom. He ain't taking me to the prom, he taking Susie to the prom. So what happened to me? I gave up my virginity in 9th grade. So, it kind of makes sense, man. People got to realize that you got to keep stuff in line to get true love, you know. But women have to, and men have to know what they want in a relationship. If you want love and respect, you have to carry yourself in that manner. You cannot, under no circumstances, do things in a derogatory manner and let a guy see you in that manner and expect to be respected by the guy. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work because that guy's going to see that you don't respect yourself. I mean, I tell all women all the time, if you got one baby out of wedlock, and the guy see you struggling with the one baby. He see you going down and getting WIC. He see you on welfare. He see the baby daddy's nowhere near in sight. And he see you, you know, struggling, but you still look good because you only got one baby, and this guy talks to you and wants to get involved with you on a sexual basis, do you think he like you? He don't like you like that.
No.
He see you already got one baby, so if he, the minute he has sex with you, especially unprotected sex with you, he's telling you right in your face, I don't like you like that. And when I, if you get pregnant, you have to fight me the same way for child support. Mm. I'm going to be gone because I already see what you're about. So that's what I'm saying to you. And that's why your book is so important. You're giving information about things that you experience, but nobody
yes.
else has to experience it. Nobody else has to experience it. Where can they get the book, and how can they get the book?
They can get it personally from me.
Mm-hmm.
Just go online, and you can order it through me. The book is through Exhilarate. It's a $20 book,
mm-hmm.
and it's very educational.
Okay, give out the information. Give out how they can get in touch with you. How can they get in touch with you, get the book?
You can go to DawanaBarlow@yahoo.com, and you can order it that way.
Okay, we're going to be having Dawana on Be There Magazine. We're going to have a web page for Dawana, and you can also go to Be There Magazine and get the information on how to get the book. We want to make sure that people have the information. We want this book to be very successful. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to make some money. And I have a few times left. I want you to stay on the line, Dawana. We're going to talk about
how
to make some money in 2011. We'll be right back. www.crazygood.com/refer/be there. And you can get involved with social networking where you can make money. It's a five friend tier. So if you have five friends, if you got friends on Facebook, you can have your friends join crazygood.com/refer/be there. And you can make money. You can get paid to $3,700 a month just by getting involved with social media networking. It's also an opportunity for you to promote your product and events on Crazy Good. So you're going to be able to do things that make money. Tawana,
yes.
Are you familiar with social networking, and what do you think about social networking?
Social networking is a good product. It's a way for the world to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that we've come this far now where people can basically do things themselves. You don't have to wait anymore for somebody to do something for you. You can now do it yourself. And
yes.
what that what gives you the opportunity to promote your own brand. In other words, you don't have to wait around for somebody to promote you. You can promote yourself through social networking. And that's what Be There Magazine is about. Be There Magazine is Washington's premier online magazine. Tell you where to go, who to call, how to get there. And we make sure that people have information. And that's why it's important to come out to events to make sure that you get the best buck, bang for your buck. You want to make sure that you get all that's due to you. You want to make sure that you take advantage of the networking events. That's where you really can promote yourself when you're in front of people. Nobody can sell yourself like yourself. You have to know what your product is, how your product benefits others, and you, at that point, it's benefit to do what you want to do with your product. That's why it's so important. Any closing statements now? Give us some closing statements on the book, or what you're feeling, or how we can rectify this battered syndrome thing that's going around. How can we prevent it from happening? What can be done to prevent people from being battered going forward?
You need to get this book, and the way you do that is you're going to get it from me. And you can reach me on DeJuanaBarlow@yahoo.com, or either it's Russell will give you another website later.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
It sells for $20.
$20, and it's well worth $20. It's a good investment. You'll learn basically what you've been through and how to prevent it. And also, you want to know about yourself. Get involved with knowing who you are. As a woman and as a man, know who you are. Know what you are about who you are. If you don't know yourself, then you're going to come out in life with a lot of problems, man, a lot of situations. And association means something. Who you associate with means something. If you associate with someone who's not about certain things, they're going to drag you into what they're about. So you need to be about your own business. Know who you are. But don't associate yourself with somebody who can do things to hurt you, to do things against you, that maybe make you feel as though that you're not worthy, that you're not somebody of substance, you know, because you associate with somebody who has no substance. So we're going to close this out, and we're going to see you next week. You can listen to the archives. This show will be available 24/7. And we'll see next Saturday. The number here is 347-637-3051. Money, 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 money.